about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the FDA is now cracking down on illegal diabetes remedies. Apparently, as baby boomers are aging, we have more and more diabetes being diagnosed. Then, I guess, markets like to follow. And the black market, when it comes to illegal treatments or bogus diabetic treatments, is at a staggering proportion right now to compare to what it used to be. So let's kind of talk about how to prevent getting a medicine that could be bogus or fake, because I mean, it's hard enough to treat diabetes with the regular medications. How do you do it with the bogus ones? So we'll talk about that. It also looks like falling television sets send a child to an emergency room every 30 minutes. Now that many of us have flat screens up on our walls of our house, it's great. We could have smaller square footage in our living room. You just throw the TV on the wall. When many of us start to put the TV on the wall, the first thing we thought of is, well, if kids are under the TV, it's going to fall down and hit them. And so usually somebody else in the family says, oh, no, that's not going to happen. Every 30 minutes, a kid is being sent to the emergency room for trauma from a TV falling on them. This is huge. Then the FDA is looking at menthol cigarettes, saying menthol cigarettes could possibly pose a health risk. I mean, can we at least get a break for our smokers? And I guess not. However, they say, let's say you're smoking a pack of cigarettes that's very bland and kind of like in a brown, boring wrapper. They say that may actually help you quit. Another story we want to talk about, I was on KBC, Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray, talking about how baby boomer sex may lead to other issues. And I know I'm not transitioning into this story well. What's happening is our older people are having sex. That's wonderful. I love it. Great. I want them to have sex. But what if one of the consenting adults has dementia? Is it rape? And we're starting to see an increase in nursing home sexual assault and rapes. Are both parties demented? Is one party suffering from dementia, the other one not, and the other one's taking advantage of the other one? If your grandma or grandpa or mom or dad are in a nursing home, how to maybe protect them from being assaulted? All right, unless, you know, you have family like mine who wouldn't even tell you even if they did want to have sex or not. But one of those subjects that you really don't want to have to talk about with your family members, but you need to. And then another topic I want to talk about today is how skipping breakfast may increase heart attack risk. I've been yelling at all of you to get some breakfast in you because I notice that people trying to lose weight can't lose weight when they only eat a couple meals a day, like lunch and dinner. Now they're saying they find a 27% increased risk of heart attack. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your concerns at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I also want to talk about the Detroit bankruptcy and how other cities may actually follow suit because of the huge retiree debt. This is some scary stuff. You guys worked for years, for decades. I even talked about how envious I was of people with pensions because they have something they could live on so they don't have to rely on Social Security later. And to think that your state could go bankrupt, or city could go bankrupt and then not have to pay the retirement dues, benefits, very scary stuff. So, like I said, very busy day, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, quickly, falling televisions. More than 17,000 children are treated annually for television-related injuries, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. These flat-screen televisions, just if they aren't mounted right, even if they are mounted, something loosens, something goes wrong, these things come crashing down, can actually kill kids. I don't have any numbers on how many kids have died based on these, but excuse me. But the fact that we have any sort of head trauma already puts these kids at huge dangerous risk. Now, the prior to flat screens, kids used to pull the cord and then pull the TV down on top of them that way. So some of you are probably saying, well, kids have been injuring themselves with TVs all the time. That's just what they do. They look at the TV box, they see somebody on the TV, they want to put the TV in their mouth. Kids always want to put things in their mouth, even the television set. I used to go up and kiss the television set. Yeah, now, I did have a crush on Murray from Mary Tyler Moore, right? I didn't have a crush on him when he was Captain Subing by any means. But my family said I used to go up to the TV and try to put my mouth on the TV. All right? But then Rhoda would come on the screen. I'd be like, ah! But who else did I have a crush on? Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, but I was too old to kiss the television set. Love MacGyver. Still do. Love MacGyver. Bruce Willis and Moonlighting, love that. But again, I was still too old to kiss the TV set. But I remember trying to kiss the TV set with Mary Tyler Moore. I don't know who that guy is. Gavin McLeod, is that him? Yeah. Fantasy Island. I thought Ricardo Montalban was pretty sexy. Fantasy Island. I don't know if I tried to kiss the set on that one either. I don't remember. But anyway, so kids go up to the TV set, want to kiss, want to touch, want to pull it down. But now we're talking about these flat screens just falling. Now, some of you live in earthquake country. Earthquake country, like California, you guys already have it down pat. You have everything glued and nailed in. I'm not worried about California. I'm worried about everybody else. Somebody comes into the house, they slam the door. I don't know. So a big concern with kids. No, it's not funny. Stop giggling. Remember having one television set was huge? And then you'd have two television sets. I remember when my parents bought a second television set for their room. So they had a television set in their room so they could watch on TV. And then they had the one set, which was like from the 60s and 70s. Luckily, it was color in the living room. And us having two TVs, we were like, wow. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What went wrong? I think it's pretty self-explanatory. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. These looming bankruptcy threats that other cities are dealing with and facing is some scary stuff. All right, what happened in Detroit was expected. All right, we've been talking about Detroit filing for bankruptcy for a year now. All right, we know Stockton, California had to file for bankruptcy. San Bernardino back in 2012. But what's new about the story of Detroit's financial woes is that in the midst of this bankruptcy lies the fate of all these people holding pensions. Now, of the $18.5 billion in long-term debt that led Detroit to file for bankruptcy, Fox News is reporting that $3.5 billion, all right, is under the pension liabilities, and $5.7 billion of the debt is health care costs and so-called other post-employment benefits. Now, we've been facing this recession now for years. We've been complaining about it, and people have looked at conservatives as right-wing nuts because of us crying foul, us trying to alert, right, our country and our fellow patriots that something is seriously wrong with the system and we could be looking on the verge of collapse. And people were saying, oh my gosh, you're just spreading propaganda. You're full of it. Shut up already. Obama's a great president. The Republicans are causing gridlock in Congress. It's the Republicans' fault. It's Bush's fault that we're in this position. And we've been being pew-pewed or poo-pooed. Is it poo-pooed or pew-pewed? Poo-poo. Don't poo in a pew, by all means. And then you look at what happened to Detroit. And some of us in other cities are like, well, that's Detroit, the car industry, etc. What happened to Detroit can very easily happen to all of us. Now, from what I'm reading here, a nonprofit group released a report a few months ago that New York City has a combined $1.15 billion in underfunded pension and health care costs. Philadelphia, $8.6 billion. Now, they say the figure for Detroit was 12.9. Okay, so Detroit was in more debt, and we talked about why Detroit was in more debt. Apparently, a lot of people fled the city. Middle class, upper class people fled to find better work, and it left a population that was more predominantly lower income. So you're obviously not getting the tax dollars put in, not to mention unemployed. You know, I know many people criticized Mitt Romney, but he made a good point when he said, if you get people working, then money goes into the tax system. A working person doesn't pay taxes. I mean, I'm sorry, a working person, I know, well, half our country isn't paying taxes. Sorry, Freudian slip. But a working person can pay taxes. An unemployed person, no. They collect benefits. So when you have that much of a disbalance in the city, no wonder the debt keeps rising. Okay, but what do you do if you live in New York City? What do you do if you live in Philadelphia? These big cities. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Are any of you pension holders, are any of you hearing from your particular unions, hearing that benefits may have to be cut as your cities in your respective states are trying to cut costs? From what we understand, there's now a growing movement to try to have benefit cutting so that your city doesn't have to file for bankruptcy. There was some question on why people would lose their pensions, how the city could file for bankruptcy. Apparently, a judge tried to block, and I think he was actually successful in Detroit, blocking the bankruptcy from cutting the pensions. Apparently, it's against the Constitution in Michigan, the Michigan State Constitution. I'm not too sure about the laws with all that. But I'm sorry, where was I going with this? We were talking about, I'm getting texts. When I get texts, I get confused. Come on, people, no texting. Call in, 1-877-DOC-DALY. And by the way, I do realize my personal phone number was on the internet for some time. I'm not mad at you guys for calling it. I wouldn't blame you, right? If Viggo Mortensen's cell number was online, I would probably find myself calling that and go, oh, Viggo, let me star in the Lord of the Rings 4 movie with you. So I get that. But there's this growing trend now to maybe cut benefits. And I believe that's what Detroit is trying to look into. Maybe what we could do is cut the benefits rather than it just being wiped off the grid. Now, how much can some of these benefits be? Well, it depends. All right? Some people getting $1,000 a month. Some people getting a couple thousand a month. I don't know. It depends on what your job was. It depends on what the calculation was. But as you can see, as the baby boomers are aging, as we have more seniors moving into the more people moving into that senior age because of the baby boomers, and you have less people putting money into taxes, this is something we have been talking about for years. So when states started to flirt with the idea of going bankrupt, yes, a lot of the conservatives said, see, I told you so. But that's not the right approach. Okay? I don't think anybody is listening to anybody who's fiscally conservative. I don't think they are. I think right now image plays such a huge role on everything. Right? George Zimmerman. By the way, I'm almost wondering if George Zimmerman purposely gained the weight. We talked about this for the George Zimmerman trial. Him looking slimmer would have appeared to be kind of consistent with his martial arts training that the prosecution tried to claim. But him being overweight and looking like a victim to his weight could also help people look at he could be a victim. I'm almost wondering if the weight was on purpose. That's just I'm just throwing that out there. But anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But image right now seems to be more important than truth when it comes to multiple stories out there. And the Republicans always have to look at their image and the conservatives. So the Republican Party has been going back and forth. Well, we need to change our stance on a variety of views so we appear to attract people. Many of you have called in or have emailed me saying the conservatives and the Republicans shouldn't budge. You know, no raising taxes, fighting Obamacare till tooth and nail. Unfortunately, even though I believe from a fiscal standpoint, Republicans need to stand firm because they've been correct all along, if they don't get the votes, if conservatives don't get voted into the House in 2014, we could be in a lot of trouble. And the Democrats insist on taxing. I think I heard a report today that in Minnesota, taxes had gone up. How do you tax your way out of a recession? And, you know, some of you have asked, Dahlia, what is the psychology behind many of these liberal philosophies? If you look back, and I've talked about this on the show, John F. Kennedy was giving a speech back in January 1963 and was talking about how we shouldn't raise taxes. They were in a recession back in the 60s. So in 1963, he was talking about, he basically could have sounded like a more moderate Reagan when it came on fiscal ideas. But JFK was a Democrat. So you have a lot of older people who have always been Democrat. And it's very hard to change or try something new. And so many of your older people who have always voted Democrat and have been very, very set, you know, their parents were in love with FDR. It's very easy for them to just still stay with the party going, you know what, not everything's perfect. But and then you have groups that benefit from the Democrats being in power. And I understand that. I do. I understand that. Okay? I mean, if you're benefiting, if you're out of a job, if you're, you know, reaping the worst type of luck ever the last few years, and you're able to benefit, I get that. You're not a bad person for doing that. But can somebody, and I don't care what your political party is, or whether you're liberal or conservative or hawk or dove, I don't care. But will somebody admit that what we're doing financially, or how we've been prepping, or how we've been approaching things, is not sensible? Even a kindergartner, when they learn about math and money and pennies, they figure this out. They, you know, it's so apparent. And, you know, we're talking about Detroit and how horrible it is, and we're watching Detroit. Meanwhile, I think most cities out there are dealing with some sort of debt. And we're talking about your guys' pensions. Now, I'm not saying all conservatives know how to budget things and liberals don't, but maybe we better forget about party lines and listen to people who know what the hell they're doing. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Michael writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a retired police officer. My pension is $90K. I can go down a bit, but not much more. A decrease in benefits cannot be an option for many of us. I don't blame you. That is scary. Now, $90,000 a year, that may sound high, but I got to tell you, if you're a retired police officer, I think you guys really deserve more. Many of you have injuries. I love my cops. I love my firefighters out there. I love my vets. I love all you guys out there. $90,000, I got to tell you, that's nice. That's why I said I was envious. You know, I wish I had a job such that I could later draw a pension. But after we all saw what's going on with Detroit and possibly other cities, it's a definite reality check. So Michael says dropping or cutting back benefits may not be an option. $90,000 a year, like I said, it does sound a lot, but if you have your home, if you're put away for retirement, if you're taking care of a sick relative, trying to save for kids, college grandkids or whatever, I think it's hard once you're living in an area at a certain level to then cut back. It is. That's why we're all complaining and griping. And I mean, you know, not a few years ago, we should now say many years ago, you know, I remember there was like 2 years. It was probably maybe a year and a half to 2 years where I was actually having a surplus of money in my bank that I could save for the kids' college. And I was shocked that I could do that because I knew my student loan debts were going to be, were going to haunt me for at least 20 some years. You know, running an office, you know, staff and malpractice insurance and everything being through the roof. I was shocked that I was able to put money away. Knowing that that isn't a possibility now, you get grumpy. But on top of that, many of us are feeling the, you know, difficulty in paying our monthly rent, paying our mortgage, paying the car payment, etc. And so being told that while you're struggling now, while you're struggling, you have to actually cut back even more, we're not taking it well. We're not taking it well at all. And I feel for you guys out there. If any of you guys have similar stories or anything you want to share, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had messaged me last night about unions and how you're very grateful you're a part of a union because they can negotiate for you. And you think the conservatives should stop being so anti-union. I don't have the direct quote for you, but basically that was the gist. I had to go to bed last night. I didn't answer him back. I really didn't want to deal with that. But you do have a point. I mean, I don't know if the unions are going to have that much power with this Detroit bankruptcy. I know it's easier to have somebody negotiate on your behalf than you, but I'm the type of person that I don't want somebody negotiating for me. Okay? I want to have the control. I don't know how people in unions handle that as well as somebody like me. I'm not a control freak. I don't want somebody making a deal saying, all right, guys, this is the cut we'll take. We're all good. Are we all good with that? We're all good with that? Yeah, fine. We'll take that cut. And I'll be like, oh, hell no. That's probably why I've never really been a part of a union. I'll get whoever wrote that. I'll get back to you later tonight. I want to definitely switch subjects and talk about heart attacks because if financial woes cause heart attacks, who knew that skipping breakfast can also? Even though I've been yelling at you guys for years that you got to eat breakfast, but a study of older men found that those who regularly skipped breakfast had a 27% higher risk of heart attack than those who actually ate something in the morning. Now, I know some of you are like, I knew I should be eating the bacon and the corned beef hash and the drippy butter on the Belgian waffles mixed in with the syrup with some whipped cream and some strawberry compote. And then you have the fat from the bacon and the sausage mixed into all that and then nibbling on the grizzle. No, that's not what prevents you from a heart attack. What prevents you from a heart attack is, I believe, having something in your stomach so you don't start shooting out insulin and cortisol. That's my thing, okay? Now, I've been yelling at y'all for years saying eat some breakfast in the morning because you're not going to lose weight if you don't. Oh, Dr. Dalia, I don't get hungry in the morning. I get hungry by noon, so I eat a 1,500-calorie lunch. I have a 1,000-calorie dinner, so I keep my calories at 2,500 a day. Why am I gaining weight? Because you're eating two meals a day. You got to eat something in the morning. And I've always suggested a protein, whether it's an egg white, whether it's a piece of chicken breast. I come to find that I just need some sort of I need meat in the morning. I know some of you vegetarians are going, wait a second, you can whip yourself up a nice plate of tofu. True, you could. Okay, in theory, but not me. I don't know how to whip up tofu. I don't even know how to eat tofu. The only time I've ever eaten tofu is when I accidentally thought it was chicken. And so about three bites in, once I figured it out, I tasted it. Isn't it amazing how you can put some in your mouth, and if you're thinking something else, it tastes like that? Yeah, then all of a sudden, once I found out it was tofu, I couldn't eat the rest. I don't know why. What's my problem with tofu? I mean, they look cool. The cubes, they look cool. No, I've never smothered it with chocolate. That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. Chocolate-covered tofu. You're right. I may be able to get it down. Why don't I wrap tofu, and steak tartare. Oh, but then I'm already eating meat. Okay, anyway. Where was I going with this? Okay, so you could have like a little piece of salmon, little piece of chicken. Okay, it fills you up because if you eat breakfast cereal, you're hungry an hour or two later. So that doesn't, to me, that doesn't really count. Have some orange juice, have some fruit, and remember to get some fiber in you. Remember, we got to all poop. Pooping every 4 or 5 days doesn't really count. So do the researchers know why eating breakfast helps? No. I say it's the insulin. I say it's what happens is your body is circulating insulin. When there's no sugar, the body decides to tap in on other resources, and then your metabolism slows. When your metabolism slows, you're screwed. One of the reasons why many of us gain weight is because we've really screwed up our metabolism. There's no such thing as fat burners out there. But what they do need to figure out is what we could do to stimulate metabolism. We've talked about certain foods stimulating metabolism, and vegetables are they. Also, calcium seems to help, which is why we always recommend some sort of dairy, as long as you're not lactose intolerant, to be able to get some dairy in your system, whether it's cottage cheese, yuck, yogurt, get some dairy in your system, and that should help as well. Now, what did they do? They looked at 27,000 men, and they asked them about their eating habits in 1992. About 13% of them said they regularly skipped breakfast and voted for Clinton. Okay, I'm sorry. They were all educated health professionals like dentists and veterinarians. They were at least 45 years old. Oh, young bucks. Over the next 16 years, 1,500 suffered fatal or non-fatal heart attacks, including 171 who had said they regularly skipped breakfast. In other words, they said 7% of men who skipped breakfast had heart attacks compared to 6% of those who ate their breakfast. But they calculated the increased risk taken into other factors like smoking, drinking, diet, health problems, etc., like high blood pressure and obesity, as a 27% increased risk for heart attacks. I don't know. It's some number statistic game. I'm sorry. They say 18% of U.S. adults regularly skip breakfast. They drink their coffee, but they skip breakfast. You can't do that, people. In fact, I think breakfast should be bigger than your dinner meal. I always have. I also have told you that I think you guys need to have a little bit of a snack a few hours before bed. Not under 2 hours, though. Over 2 hours before bed, because if you're starving yourself before you go to bed, your epinephrine kicks in, your glucagon kicks in, and then you start making sugar when you go to bed at night. And also, you become insomniac. You can't sleep when your epinephrine kicks in. Every time I'm dieting, I can't sleep because my epinephrine kicks in because I'm hungry. So that's something to think about. Whew. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm watching all the coverage about the royal baby. They're calling it the royal baby. I guess the baby doesn't have a name. It's a boy. We know that. 8 pounds, 5 ounces. Good size baby. I guess there's a 1 in 500 odds that they'll name the baby Elvis. There's been a variety of different bets out there on what the baby would be named. I thought that if it was going to be a girl, they'd name the baby Dr. Dahlia. Since it's not a girl, they're probably not going to choose that name. Although I'm really not the most feminine, you know, type of person, so who knows? They could name the boy Dahlia. But most likely, you know, if you have Prince Charles, Prince William, I don't know if he would do a William Jr. He could be called Willie. You know what name I like is Jace from Duck Dynasty. You know what? I like Sy. Sy. Name him Sy Robertson. That's what I would do. Sy. Prince. I think that's important, you know, because then they could kind of relate to a lot of us Americans. Another thing I have to also comment on is I don't think Kate Middleton can ever have a bad picture. She is so pretty. Every shot they get of her, she looks good. You know, I mean, Princess Diana, beautiful woman, but there were some shots that weren't that flattering on her. I think every picture they get of Kate is a good picture. I can't stand paparazzi getting pictures of me.
Yeah, I'm paparazzi.
Yeah, it's always horrible. They get the extra chin, they get the extra butt cheek, they get the roll. I hate that. I hate that. I really need to hire my own paparazzi like a lot of these stars do, where the picture they get, you know, it gets screened. They're like, that's the one you could send to the magazines. That's what I need to do. All right, so the royal baby, nannies. I'm sure the royal baby gets to eat whatever the heck he wants. I'm sure the royal baby gets caviar, because if he doesn't have teeth, you could swallow it pretty well. Royal baby. Okay. Baby boomer sex and dementia. Who knew that these two subjects would merge? But they do. Apparently there's a story here we were talking about on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray on KABC Los Angeles. How on Christmas Day 2009 at 8:30 p.m., okay, so it wasn't day, but it was day of Christmas, 8:30 p.m., I guess one of the nursing home managers was called into a room at the Windmill Manor, which is a nursing home in Coralville, Iowa. She had found that a 78-year-old male resident had just had intercourse with an 87-year-old woman. The man was a former college professor and was divorced. The woman was a retired secretary but married. Both had dementia. Apparently, the incident became public. Families, I guess, you know, got pretty upset. She was fired because these guys had sex. She was fired. So what is happening in these nursing homes? How do you prevent one of your loved ones from being molested, attacked? Are we sure it wasn't consensual? Are patients with dementia of sound enough mind to engage in sexual activity willingly? These are questions that nursing homes now have to face. You thought it was just Obamacare. If you thought Obamacare was the biggest headache to nursing homes, it probably comes a close second to this. We have 16,000 elderly care facilities. People in there could have multiple issues, but many of them have dementia. Now, just because somebody is 78 years old and has dementia or Alzheimer's doesn't mean they're not going to want to have sex. We don't like to think about our nursing home residents wanting to have sex. I know they've made fun of this type of subject on TV and in movies, right? You know, the horny old man in the corner, right? But this is a pretty valid, this is a very pretty common problem. I'll have patients tell me, look, grandma masturbates in the living room. All right, in front of the grandkids. And then what happens? Grandma goes to a nursing home. Well, you know, you don't want her doing that in front of a nursing home either. So how do we approach this? Now, as a doctor, no, I don't ask for pictures. As a doctor, I always instruct there to be some sort of supervision. So the facilities that I would recommend would be ones where I know there's supervision. Females separate from male. True, males could you know, sexually assault other males, and females could sexually assault other females. But, you know, many of these rooms, they're only one room away. Okay, so it's very easy for somebody to sneak into another person's room. So I would probably recommend separate wings. Okay, I would also recommend security watching the wings. There should be no reason why somebody decides to go into another person's room. A private room facility would probably help. But like I said, you know, what do you do about the wandering resident? And you could actually divide these types of individuals into three groups. Okay? One is people with a healthy sex drive. They know what they're doing and they want to have sex. All right? Two people, consensual, they have sex. They get it on. You could still have a very active sex drive when you're older. Very possible. Some of these medications could even give you a sex drive. All right? Then, number two, you have to people with dementia. They have no idea what they're doing, right? But they engage in an activity that they used to engage in with their, when they're younger. They don't really realize the full impact of it, and they both have dementia. And then the third group are the fakers, where you have somebody faking that they have dementia, faking like they didn't know what they were doing, but they're a sexual predator. All right, and that's a kind of a scary group. So it really, the liability and the responsibility lies on the nursing home facility or these live-in facilities. And they have to make sure that this isn't happening. Now, having worked multiple shifts, having worked late-night shifts, I understand you want to kind of go back to your desk and kick back for a little bit. I get that. But I would recommend very frequent checks. And don't say every 15 minutes. The sex could happen quicker. No, 15 minutes isn't enough. I would probably say for that age group, I would probably do room checks every 120 seconds. Every 120 seconds. Now, we had relatives who had undergone dementia or Alzheimer's, and one had been running around naked outside. And that's a fear that a lot of us have. You know, we're scared of cancer, we're scared of heart attack, we're scared of stroke. But we're doubly scared that we'd lose our mind. So we'll say things that we don't mean. We won't recognize family members. And our last few days or months or years on this earth would be sullied by us being taken over by demons that we can't control because we have dementia. So obviously preventing the dementia is the best route we could take right now. Preventing the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the strokes, eating healthy, avoiding smoking, etc. But once you have dementia, you need to make sure the facility you're in is safe. You also want to make sure you have therapy. I think a lot of people with dementia do not have therapy sessions where it teaches them how to control certain urges. Okay, we think, well, therapy is just needed for marriage therapy or stress therapy or people having depression or anxiety. I think we should be developing therapy programs for our patients with dementia. You don't overeat. You don't start having self sessions in front of other people in the room. You don't start taking off your clothes. I think there's a lot of healthy mind in people with dementia, but the healthy mind never gets worked or exercised because caretakers, family members, doctors assume, all right, they have dementia. Why aren't we putting people with dementia in an active program with school, etc.? Okay? Not everybody is catatonic that has dementia. Think about it. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.